Hi, I'm Dave Westberg, and you're listening to the Billboard Insider Podcast, where I interview industry leaders about trends impacting the out-of-home advertising business. This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Out-of-Home Sales Guide, the book that gives you the tools you'll need to sell out-of-home effectively. Purchase your copy at billboardinsider.com/publications. Today's guest is Anna Bogger, the president and CEO of the Out-of-Home Advertising Association of America. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be back.
And I should say, welcome to, you're now entering, are you not, your fourth year as the head of the OAAA?
I'm actually almost halfway through my fourth year. So I guess I'm in my fifth year.
It's remarkable. What's the state of the U.S. out-of-home industry?
It's good. We're in an interesting time right now with a lot going on in the world, a lot going on in advertising. But I think out-of-home is in a pretty good place. 2024 has come off to, from what I can tell, talking to members, a good start. 2023 was a difficult year, but it ended well in Q4. And we have a lot going for us that is positive for our industry with, you know, not to harp on something that we're all talking about on, I think, a lot, but cookie deprecation, issues around privacy, issues around targeting, consumer distrust in advertising, consumer distrust in media. All of those things are going to work their way for us if we grab the opportunity. And that's sort of things that are bad for others, but that could be good for us. But on the whole, our industry, with all the innovation, you know, being so loved by consumers and all the good stuff that we're doing, we're really in a better place than we've ever been, I think.
Anna, and can we also say, you know, roadside is above and beyond COVID. Airports have now come roaring back above and beyond COVID. Transit and place-based are moving back. Maybe they haven't quite reached where they were prior to COVID, but the trend that I'm seeing with the office, return to the office, certainly a trend that was happening in 2024 may be accelerating for those two sectors.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because definitely the world is returning back to normal. Maybe not at the speed we had hoped for. Maybe there are areas that never will return back to normal or what used to be normal. Maybe we live in a new normal, but we've certainly made a lot of strides. And as you mentioned, you know, airports and roadside back, and in certain cases, I think airports better than ever. Transit has been moving slower, and it's not necessarily because there aren't audiences. I think that there are a lot of misconceptions around transit. And I think that is something, if we're talking about big things for 2024, that the OAAA will be focusing on, telling stories of how cities are returning, why it's important to use our medium for public service announcements and getting in front of consumers that they're out there, which you can use, you know, transit advertising for a large part, and just how these are very safe and good environments to be in, and also sustainable environments. So I think those areas, and maybe a little bit of that goes for place-based too, are areas where I think we still need to give a little extra oomph and help, where I think we all as an industry should advocate for just public spaces and how important it is to be there, whether you're a brand, a government, or just anyone who wants to say something. Mm-hmm. And I think we still need to work a little bit on those areas, for sure. And in specific cities, too, that have had a harder time coming back.
What are some important stories we should watch in 2024?
Oh, gosh. 2024 is going to be the year of stories, I think. Outside of our own story, which I hope will be a very positive one and a story of success and big wins, I mean, obviously, 2024 is an election year. That's going to be huge and will be very interesting to follow. It's not just an election year in the U.S. It's an election year globally. Next year, over half of the world's population will be voting, which means that messaging is going to be incredibly important. It's a huge opportunity for our industry, especially, I think, in the U.S., as we are a market that many are watching. And the link between social media and out of home means that as an opinion builder, maybe even globally, our medium and signage that we can put out there for the elections will be incredibly important. So I think the political story, the elections are going to be huge for us. Then, you know, I think this will air after, but we have Super Bowl per usual on Sunday. This will be after Super Bowl when you hear this, but I would say that this year's Super Bowl has not so far and will not be about television advertising. It will be about out of home. There's some incredible executions in Vegas right now that puts a spotlight on our medium. The Great Dorito and the Luxor Hotel, the Sphere, and everything else going on there. So I think that's a testament to our to our industry and what we can do around big spectacles and big events in the world. It's an Olympic year next year. The Olympics typically drive a lot more ad dollars, so that's something for us to watch. Yeah, I think those are the two really big things. And then, you know, what's going to happen around, again, cookie deprecation, a ton of new privacy laws happening across a number of states that adds to a lot of confusion and what that means for the industry. So certainly a big year and a lot to keep an eye on.
On privacy, seems like the states are really running with the issue. Are you expecting, do you think there will be any federal privacy initiatives?
No, I don't, because we're in a presidential election year and typically those big bills aren't happening then. But I do think it's closer now than it's ever been, maybe for next year, because we have, I think, today, 13 different laws passed in 13 different states, some of them now with reinforcement agencies and actual activations that can happen. So this complicates the advertising and just the business life in general across the US. There's no common way of doing things, and it costs a ton of money, and it's very hard to predict how to move forward. So for that reason, I think that there will be some sort of federal law passed at some point, but I don't think it's this year. There is a lot of work being done to COPPA, so the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act that was passed, I think, in 1994, so well past social media and many things like that. There's a lot of work being done to that, and that's going to affect our industry. So that's something that's worth keeping an eye on, and I think very, very important work. But, you know, in general, politics moves slow, not on top of tech change necessarily, and I think we'll have to wait a little while longer for a privacy law. But for the most part, that's good for the out-of-home industry. That might mean an opportunity for us. But obviously, we, just like everyone else, need to be aware of what's happening and understand how it can affect us and what we can do and not do when it comes to use of data and targeting and things like that.
If you sell out-of-home advertising, you need the ultimate out-of-home sales guide. It gives you the tools you need to sell out-of-home effectively. Wish I had this book earlier in my career, says Paul Serra, Badger Consulting. Good stuff. Comments, Keystone Outdoors, Lisa DeFelice. This gives an owner or sales manager a nice reference tool, adds Chris Kalbuck of the IBO USA. Purchase your copy of the Ultimate Out-of-Home Sales Guide at billboardinsider.com/publications. Anna, you and the other members of the OAAA have spent a lot of time during the past year talking to brands and agencies. What are you hearing and what work remains to be done?
Well, it's been incredibly positive. There is, you know, and you can, if you look at the brand council that we pulled together and all the meetings that we've had, both jointly with members or on our own as an association, or me personally and other members of the team, you know, clearly there's an interest in out of home because it's a great, you know, cross section of different brands, different vertical and different agencies that are all very excited about our medium and want to learn more. So, you know, I think that that's a very positive. Now, we have a lot of work to do. When you talk to this group, a few things stand out. They still feel that our medium is a little hard to understand, which I think builds on a really important point of us as an industry, definitely important for the OAAA and for all of us, even though we represent different platforms. We talked about airports, we talked about PlaySpace, we talked about roadside, we talk about transit. We're all out of home and we're not huge. We are 3-5% of total ad spend. There's no need to increase fragmentation to make ourselves look more complicated. We need to make ourselves look more simpler and go to market with a very simple, crisp message. And that's something we hear from brands a lot. Like, we are making ourselves a little hard to understand, and we're not talking maybe enough about what we can do for them, but rather who we are. And I think that's something that stands out. Other than that, you know, lead with creativity keeps recurring. We have some incredible creative tools and canvases in our industry, and that's what brands think that we should push on more. On the flip side of that, interestingly, more and more brands want to buy out of home programmatically. And from what I can see now, you know, it's taken a while, but I think programmatic is on the rise. And if that's how brands and agencies want to buy us, we should make sure that we're up for that. Measurement is still a very big factor. How do we simplify our measurement? What are the metrics that matter? And how do we bring those forward to brands? And, you know, how do we make them feel that our medium is not just measurable, but also comparable to other platforms they're buying? That's very important. I do think the MRC accreditation that will be happening, I believe it's going to be out probably early March of this year. So in about a month from when this is being recorded. I think that that's a good first step towards creating that. But, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. I think those are really the key things that we're hearing. But overall, a lot of interest in our medium. A lot of brands are starting to think not just about out of home as a sort of standalone, something that you do specifically for one campaign or a launch or so. They really are interested in understanding how out of home can be more incorporated in a larger narrative and a larger ad campaign. So I think that that's really good news for us.
Anna, what can out of home do and how should it speak to itself in relation to other media formats?
Out of home is all media, by the way, because in the end, it's about reaching a consumer or a specific audience with a message as many times as is suitable, not too many, not too few, and in ways that really are impactful to them. And in our case, we are both complementary and sometimes a little better than other platforms. And I think we're not necessarily doing a good job in articulating that enough. So we're talking a lot about out of home's connection to social media and how that works. And that's great. But sometimes maybe you should use out of home over another platform. Maybe you should do more out of home than what you're doing in another media format. So I think it's more about how we present our medium in relation to other formats and how we fit in the mix. That's probably what I alluded to. And that is something that we hear.
Anna, how is planning for the April out of home conference coming along?
It's coming along really well. We are, first of all, we're going to be in an absolutely amazing place, beautiful resort in Carlsbad outside of San Diego. And in the end of April, we're hoping for really great weather and just a nice place to both network, learn more about the industry, hopefully do a lot of business and relax and have fun. So that's exciting. We've come to a really good start. We're in the midst of programming right now. We're still very open to new ideas and, you know, members who come forward and say they want to be on stage. We always are, but we're really getting there. I think for this year, we're going to have more brands than we've ever had, which means more brands than last year. We had a very nice lineup of speakers from the brand side last year and also in the audience. That will be true for this year. We'll also have a lot more folks from the agency side there. And we're very bullish on the programming that we'll put out there. And then, you know, we're changing up the conference a little bit. We're going to be more in the same, do more like what we did in Nashville, which is breakouts and town halls, as well as main stage programming. So hopefully there will be something for everyone. But we want to find a good balance too, where it's not just about the content. It's also about, again, doing business, networking, and convening. And tracks-wise, you know, we'll focus on the things that I just talked about that matter to the industry. Cross-media advertising, out-of-home's role in a broader landscape, programming and digital, great drivers behind the conference. Won't be called probably exactly that, but that will be a big part of it. Measurement, and then we'll bring back our track that was very successful last year for the independent billboard operators. That was just a really great space for that part of community of our membership and a lot of very engaging and interactive conversation that gave us a lot to bring back to the OAAA agenda for this year. So that will be part of it too. We're very, very excited for it.
I, for one, am thrilled to hear that we're going to be doing some more programming for independents. I thought the independent panel last year was a great panel, great discussion. It was well attended. And I think it's great that you're doing things that make the independents say, that's a great programming that I can take advantage of.
Yeah, no, it was indeed really, really great and super interactive. And we want that. We want conversation. We want agenda setting. We want feedback. And that particular part of the program was really, really good. So we'll expand on that. Probably, hopefully, have a little bit more in more of a closer. So it's not in the middle of an expo. Everything will look different this year, hopefully for the better. I'm very excited about that part. Hope we can put you in some sort of capacity on stage there too.
Happy to be involved. Anna, one of the things you have been working on this year, the OAAA, is they formed an independent media company advisory working group. Can you talk a little more about that group, what it is, and what you envision it doing for the OAAA?
Yeah, absolutely. And equally excited about that as I am on the outcome of some of what that group tells us on stage in Carlsbad. And maybe it's a little contradictory to what I just said about the industry not making itself more fragmented, because it is important that the whole, you know, OAAA is a big tent and we represent everyone in the industry. And we really want to have a narrative that helps all. As I think I've said on this podcast before, and, you know, many, many other times, the independent billboard operators are a hugely important part of the OAAA. They're a big part of our member base and just a group of members that we do a lot of work with and can do a lot of work for. But how do we make sure that we do the right things? How can we be most helpful? And what do these members really want to see from us? So we actually started this a couple of years ago in the pandemic when we struggled a little bit to figure out what how we could be most helpful to our members. We had a number of different advisory boards that helped us, but they were smaller. And now we've expanded it. So it's led by Deanna Stevenson from Grace Outdoor, who's doing a fabulous job in leading the group. It's 20 or some companies that meet fairly regularly and talk about what's happening in the different markets, what would they like to see from the OAAA, what are concerns, what are things they're excited about, how are they different types of verticals responding to out of home, you know, in general, just kind of getting together and talk about the market. It's super helpful for us at the OAAA because it gives us a very good insight into the world of out of home and hopefully for these members to share ideas as well. And then, you know, we build agenda based on it. We build programming, not just for the conference, but webinars and other things that can be helpful. We include a lot of that work in our agency roadshow and our out of home days, as we call it, around the country, where we are meeting with buyers and brands. And yeah, it informs a lot of what we do. So it's a great group. Actually encourage more of members from that community to engage in it. So if there's somebody listening who feel that they really want to be a part of it, please ping me, let me know. The members are listed on our website. It's just a really, really good group. And, you know, I'd be amiss not to say, we hear a lot that we're only for the big companies. We are not. We're for the whole industry. And I think this is one where we hopefully can prove that.
I'll speak to that. You know, my little company, Circle City Outdoor, with its 40, 45 faces, we're members every year. It's critical, OAAA, for us. And I will tell you, if when we had someone recently, we wanted to do some political on one of our boards. I talked to Mike Hirsch. I said, give me do's and don'ts of political. I have only 40 faces. I'm tiny. Our little company, Mike responds. He's there. He says, here are the best practices. This is what you should look out for. And I really value that. Any company that's a member of OAAA, large or small, has access to this amazing resources. Steve Nicklin, in terms of marketing, Hershey for regulatory stuff. It's just, and the seminars, the great seminar you're going to be doing on in a few weeks with Boydman, where you talk about financial trends. It's a huge resource, not to mention the regulatory cover, the regulatory insurance it gives for your out-of-home company. I can't recommend it enough. No matter what size out-of-home company you are, you need to be part of the OAAA. You need to be under the OAAA tent.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I will say, I mean, I do think we have some great resources, and hopefully we can be even sharper now that we get so much input from different communities. I'm glad you mentioned the webinar with Mark Boitman, which is in a few weeks, not sure, again, depending on when this airs, on political, which, like I said before, is going to be a huge opportunity, both on a state and federal level and all over the U.S. We have an upcoming webinar with the Stagwell Group. We have three agencies within Stagwell at our board meeting talking about do's and don'ts and opportunity in political. There's a webinar coming up a little later in the spring with those folks that I think will be great for any of our members, not just people who are in the billboard space, but anyone. Then we also have a great webinar where we're presenting a research study that actually iHeart did of all companies, but that they did a great study where they looked at, you know, consumer perception versus brand perception and how they may differ. And specifically how the East Coast and West Coast America is not the same as the middle of America, but how a lot of East and West Coast ideas inform advertising. So that will have a lot of good tips and tricks. If it was originally done for radio, applies to our industry as well. Also a little later in the spring, and many, many more of those. Sales training, a lot of things, Steve Nicklin's trends, and of course our revenue reporting. So stay tuned for our webinars. Sorry to plug myself so bad, but we are in advertising after all. I had to.
That's all for this week. Thanks for appearing on the show, Anna.
Thank you.
This podcast was edited by Lucas Jones and sponsored by the Ultimate Out-of-Home Sales Guide. Purchase your copy of the guide at billboardinsider.com/publications. You can listen to episodes of the Billboard Insider podcast by visiting billboardinsider.com or subscribing to the Billboard Insider podcast at any of the usual podcast outlets. My email is DaveWestberg@billboardinsider.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a couple of weeks.